Translation and followed by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. It is abominable for a person living in the Grihastha ashram to give up the regulative principles, for a brahmachari not to follow the brahmachari vows while living under the care of the guru, for a vanaprastha to live in village and engaged in so-called social activities, or for a sannyasi to be addicted to sense gratification. One who has acted in this way is to be considered the lowest renegade. Such a pretender is bewildered by the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And one should either reject him from any position or, taking compassion upon him, teach him, if possible, to resume his original position. Please read after me. It is abominable for a person living in Grihastha ashram to give up the regulative principles, for a brahmachari not to follow brahmachari vows while living under the care of a guru, for a vanaprastha to live in the village and engage in so-called social activities, for a sannyasi to be addicted to sense gratification. One who acts in this way is to be considered the lowest renegade. Such a pretender is bewildered by the external energy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And one should either reject him from any position or, taking compassion upon him, teach him if possible to resume his original position. Purport. We have repeatedly stressed that human culture does not begin unless one takes to the principle of Vanashram Dharma. Although Grihastha life is a concession for the enjoyment of sex, one cannot enjoy sex without following the rules and regulations of household life. Furthermore, as already instructed, a brahmachari must live under the care of Guru. Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasandanto Guru Hitam. If a brahmachari does not live under the care of the Guru, if Vanaprastha engages in ordinary activities, or if a sannyasi is greedy and eats meats, eggs, and all kinds of nonsense for the satisfaction of his tongue, he's a cheater and should immediately be rejected as unimportant. Such persons should be shown compassion, and if one has sufficient strength, one should teach them to stop them from the following the wrong path in life. Otherwise, one should reject them and pay them no attention.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umiltam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Abheta Gadadara Shivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Thank you all for coming to Srila Prabhupada's class. Okay, I'll read one more time the translation. It is abominable for a person living in Grihastha ashram to give up the regulative principles, for a brahmachari not to follow brahmachari vows while living under the care of the guru, For Vanaprastha to live in a village and engage in so-called social activities, or for sannyasi to be addicted to sense gratification, one who acts in this way is to be considered the lowest renegade. Such a pretender is bewildered by the external energy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one should either reject him from any position or take compassion upon him, teach him if possible to resume his original position. Quite interesting subject, and also it's a heavy subject. Previously we talked about sannyasi's fall down. Sannyasi and Vanaprastha is not within my jurisdiction to talk about. First of all, I have not experienced, and also the elevated stage, I'm nowhere near to make comment on that. But regarding Grihastha ashram, where I'm in now, and also Brahmachari life, which I've been through, I can talk about something. Yeah? Before that, are you excited? You know what day is today? What is today? Anyone knows? Something? Huh? Yes, Friday. And something? Olympics. Yes, Olympics. Yeah. Padyatra, yes, Padyatra. Today is a quite historic day, Olympic, yes? Kind of whole world is watching. And also, I'd like to make a few comments on Olympic. Do you think that Olympic has to do with the Krishna consciousness? Anyone thought about that? Yes? Anyone here? Someone? Nothing to do with that. Is it true? Maybe something to do with Krishna consciousness also. So, yeah, preaching is one sense, yeah, it's one aspect, but Olympic itself, I'm talking Olympic itself, all the people are gathering, the cheering, does it have to do with Krishna consciousness? What do you think? But I feel that it has something to do with Krishna consciousness also, so I'll prove it later. First of all, here, in order to understand Brahmacharya ashram, in order to understand Grihastha ashram, we have to take somehow or other the vision in relation to modern day life. For example, here a lot of ladies here. What is the definition of good mother? Or what is the definition of a good wife? Let's say. Okay, let's look at this Brahmachari side. What do you think? What is the ideal wife? By your understanding. Someone may become one day Grihastha here, although they are full of Brahmacharis. Yes? In 20s, you are all fired up. But in 30s, you may consider whether I can change wife or not. So, I'm sure you already kind of, you have under strict vows, maybe you have not thought about it. But then, what have you heard as ideal wife? What is ideal wife? You tell me. You never heard about it? I'm sure you don't think about it, but you may have heard about something. Okay, here, what is the ideal wife? Someone is wife already, so you tell us. Anyone? What is the ideal wife? Huh? One that follows husband. Yes, good definition. One who follows husband. But this is Vedic way of lifestyle. If modern way of lifestyle, a bit different, is a good wife. Anyone? As I experienced, or as I'm experiencing now, in modern days, ideal wife is, of course, they have to cook, they have to follow husband's injunction or whatever maybe, and raise children. But key thing is, in modern days, one who has economic ability is a good wife. You know why? In olden days, you sit at home, yes, you raise kids, there's no much tax, no bills around. But nowadays, you sit at home, you do nothing, every month, whether you use it or not, a bill is coming. Yes? Modern days lifestyle mold in a way that now One person making money is not enough. Not only UK, in America, any developed country, including Korea, maybe in somewhere like a very, very remote village, their husband, if work hard, they can maintain whole family. Even their children have 9 or 10 children, it doesn't matter, they can maintain. Why? They don't have much requirement. In modern days, for example, if you go to market for Tesco, who works to market? They take a car. In olden days, if you go to market, everybody worked. Yes? So now, if you go to market, if you go to take a car, people see what kind of car you have. So there is a differentiation comes now. Yeah? Someone has a 100-pound car, someone has a 10,000-pound car. Such a variation. Who doesn't want to have comfort? So, for example, the hot weather. People want to have air condition in their car. Yeah? Another thing, if you go to the Tesco inside, yes, there is a variation. Yeah? For example, if you want to buy peas, yeah, there is a value peas to organic peas and in between. There are so many things to choose. But if you are economically not to do well, then you go for value peas. But if you are well to do, then you go for organic peas. In olden days, everything was organic. Now in the modern days, it's different. Yes? So, here comes. Definition of good wife, it changes. Although we follow Vedic style of life, but we are living in modern days, modern societies. We cannot ignore that. The same thing here. We read Srimad Bhagavatam, but it has to somehow relate it to our practice in Krishna consciousness. Here, Prabhupada says many, many things about sannyasis fall down, and grihastha fall down, and so many fall down. But what you are looking at here? For example, we hear news, oh, sannyasis fall down. First, our question is, yes, sannyasis fall down. Really? Our ears perks up. You know what happened? Who is the girl? Yeah? But here, Prabhupada is the compassion. Yeah? Out of all explanation, the danger of sannyasi fall down, danger of grihastha fall down, danger of brahmachari fall down, all the fall down. But bottom line is what Prabhupada makes it here, compassion, anukampaya. If you are strong enough, please teach them if possible. Otherwise, keep away from them. Don't get involved in that gossip or whatever it may be. In this way, we need to have right vision. So, Olympic also. What kind of understanding you're going to have from Olympics? So in order to explain, a bit visually, I borrowed two objects from my own son. So here, nice car. Here, nice ball. Yeah. So, this car is quite interesting. Yeah? You know who made this car? For the first time? Anyone knows? In America, someone called? Yeah, Henry Ford. He made this car. Originally, they put the engine in the, what you call the cart, the placard. It happened in England. But Henry Ford, he put the gearbox and the kind of modern form of car. He made it. When the first time he made this car, you know what newspaper said? All over the America? Yeah, first of all, it will never work. And economically, it's not viable. Why? Because to make this car, it was as expensive as make whole train. Yeah? In the train, how many people can get in the train? Maybe 100? Maybe 200? But in the car, maximum how many people can get in? 4 or 5 in those days. So whole newspaper says that it is ridiculous and also it is not practical. And then one comment, it says that Ford, having punishment, put this car on the above his head like punishment, like this. And then really heavy car, and then he cannot bear the weight, and he was shaking. This kind of comment came. But nowadays, what happens? Everybody uses this car. Yes. Sometimes in our eyes, some may look very funny, but it's not really. And also, especially people in outside, they look as very funny crowd. Yes? But actually, who is funny really? So, Ka is like this. This is one angle. But let's physical point of view. Let's physics. Let's do some physics. When I look at this car, I'm looking at back of car, but you look at the front of car. If I put this one, you see this side, I see this side. In material world, we can't have holistic vision. Our eyes designed in that way. So we have a tendency to look at only one side. We cannot see both angles. Yes? So nobody can see this car with a whole view. But there is one object. Which angle you see is the same. You know what is that? Yes, here. Yes. Now look at here. The way I look at it, the way you look at it, exactly the same. Any angle you see exactly the same. This bubble changed this angle of the what you call board. But everywhere, you know, to make it the same view is very difficult. It's not possible. Yes? But this one is the same. Now, coming back to Olympics. Yes. Olympic. Why people are cheering? Because it has to do with the ball. Yes? People has a tendency to be with Krishna, but in different form. We directly see Krishna from an altar form, but people cannot relate to it. That's why they relate to ball. Why? In Upanishad said, Om Purnam Ada Purnam Idam. Purnak Purnyasha Adaya. And then what is that? Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vasishate. Yes. This is the strength of completeness. Yes. As if this world, no matter what angle you look at, is complete. So there is a power of completeness. Yes. That's why Bhagavad Gita in Krishna says that Yoga Karmasu Kosalam. Definition of yoga is Karmasu. Whatever you do, which is the perfection. Yes? That moment you touch or you go close to Krishna. Yeah? So, in one sense, in the football game, people, they're taking side. Yeah? And then they're cheering. Oh, when their side wins, they're cheering. But actually, what, throughout the whole game, what they're looking at is ball. It's a completeness or perfectness of Krishna. Yeah. I feel no wonder why people cheering for Olympics. And also let's talk about this circle. Circle also is you take any one point and you stretch it the same line and the same strength, the same length, if you connect it, then it becomes a circle. So like a ball, like a circle. So in this way we have a tendency to be with Krishna, but in wrong way. Yes? Prabhupada said all the time, either you be in Krishna consciousness or Maya, not in between. So in this way, we have to create our own vision. And also, Grihastha Ashram and Brahmacharya Ashram, we have to have right own vision. What kind of Grihastha Ashram I want to carry on? What kind of Brahmacharya I'm going to be? There is here proper explains about the strict vow of Brahmachari. What should be principle of Brahmacharini or Brahmachari? Let us talk about it. So now back to this subject. Yeah? What kind of vision do we have? When I was on Bhakta course, I think I learned that. The Brahmachari, what is the principle of Brahmachari? Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulanda Ki Jai. Jai Sri Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman Ki Jai. Sri Sri Gauranga Ki Jai. I want to remind myself, there was a 4S something, wasn't it? Principle of Brahmacharya Ashram is, first of all, submissiveness, and then sadhana, service, Sorry? Sir? Sadachari? Okay, Sadachari. And what else? Some kind of, there was service attitude also? And also study also, yes? This is principle of brahmacharis, yeah? What about the grihastha? What is the principle of grihastha ashram? Here, four negative principles, quite simple, yeah? Everyone knows. But, day-to-day life, are you remembering this? It is for S, submissiveness, and then you put that practice? How's it going? But I was thinking another way. Too many things to remember, isn't it? A while ago, there was a news that one MI6 agent, he found in a small bags with a complete naked form. Have you ever heard this news? Did you hear? Yeah, you hear. How long ago was it?
Over a year ago.
A year ago? More than a year ago. Anyone hear the news? The England, the MI6 A1 agent, his body was found in a basically small bag, And then when I read that news, this is it. This is it. You know, any country you go, there is secret service. The England, they called the MI6, yes? In America called? FBI or CIA, something like that. Yeah. In Russia, it calls KGB, yes? So it's quite interesting. You know, there is either CIA or KGB or MI6, yeah? They have a fundamental principle in their behavior or in their work ethics. There are so many rules and regulations to be that agent, but there are fundamental two rules, like we have. Prabhupada teachings, you put it together, we have only two principles. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Yeah? And then also, Rupa Goswami says in the Bhaktivinoda Samrita Sinsu, also the same regarding devotional service also, fundamental principle. Yeah? He put down. So here, I found something similarity in this CIA or the MI6 principle and our Grihastha ashram in modern days and also our Brahmacharya ashram in modern days. I found some similarity in principle. Their fundamental principle is, first of all, never go against order. That's the first principle. Sometimes when you see that kind of movie, yes, they send a message through the, you know, small paper in the pen and then they pass it. Or they send a message through the Morse, you know, they are like, do, and then they send the message and then the agent has to look at the book to combine the words like that. But there is no question back, really. There is accept order, that's it. Whether you want to do it or not, it's out of question. You gotta do it once you get it. And then, second principle is that, you know what second principle is that? Anyone guess it? Never reveal your identity. Which means, if you turn around, then you have a strong conception of your own identity as your secret agent. They have these two principles. In Grihastha ashram, there are so many things going on. One time, proper disciple came here and then he gave a talk. And then there are two reasons why people are leaving ISKCON. Mainly a lot of Grihastha. The reason is that they trained up here quite long, and then they move into Grihastha ashram, and then they're trying to put family together. In order to put family together, they need to work outside. So they, you know, to work outside, they have to sacrifice so many rules and regulations. And also they have to accept it in their society. And then gradually, this slips away. Yeah. This is one of the key reasons, economic development. And then the association with outside people. But here, go back to the principle. We go through so many things. But fundamentally, if we think our identity, we may do sweep the road, we may drive the bus, we may do so many things. But ultimately, we need to have a strong sense of our own identity. Brahmacharya Ashram does the same thing. Sometimes through the service, there is a conflict between the department. Sometimes there is a conflict with the authority. Sometimes there is a conflict with the devotee who is very senior, who doesn't want to listen to you, listen to your own principles. Sometimes this causes you, or triggers you, or change ashram, or doing something else. But if you have the principle, the strong identity, ultimately, I'm the servant of Krishna. Ultimately, my identity is that serve the people, serve the devotees. Then whatever conflict we may go through, it may not affect you anymore. Again, Krishna Ashram also, sometimes at work, there's so many things going on. You know, boss is harasses you, or if you become the boss, then the employee, they may not listen to you anymore. Or there are so many complications to it. But somehow or other, if you have a strong identity that I'm trying to be a devotee, then whatever happens to in your family, whatever happens to in your work, it may not affect you that much. There was one incident recently, a few months or a few years ago. There was the KGB agent, one lady. She got caught in America. This lady was amazing. She got graduated from Secret Service agent in Russia, and then she somehow got a mission in America, and then she became a banker. So she got another agent, male agent, and then they got married. Not love marriage, because the government wants to marry, and they married to have a baby, and they raising the kids. And then this lady, so good at her work, she worked way up to the old manager. She became manager of the famous bank. And then all of a sudden, somehow or other, America, the CIA, they caught this kind of a spy activity. And then she was deported. When she went back to Russia, she became hero of Russia. And then the government asked, so you worked so hard. You were sacrificed so much. So what do you want to do now? And then she said, I want to be a model. And then they gave her a model job, whatever she wanted to enjoy. And then the neighbors, interestingly enough, the neighbors says about her that she was a perfect gardener. Whenever she comes home, look after the kid, and then maintain the house really nicely. And then this story kind of shocked me. Sometimes we go through different emotions through the service, through the relationship with the devotees, yes? And especially if we walk outside, there's so many things going on. Sometimes it affects us. But ultimately, if we act like these people act, yeah? Sometimes you are a secret agent. Imagine yourself, you are a secret agent. You took a job, and the boss is shouted at you. What does it really matter? Because I am secret agent. It doesn't matter to you anymore. It doesn't stick to you. But once you forget that, this boss is not reasonable. So many emotions been going through, isn't it? So I find it that in order to be successful in Grihastha Ashram, in order to be successful in Brahmacharya Ashram, you need to have strong sense of this identity. That ultimately my relationship is built on two relationships with Krishna. Then other things, now so much work is going on. Jamasthami, too busy, too tired. Whatever happens, let it happen. But deep down, you have developed your relationship with Krishna. That counts. And also, another part, going against the order. Ultimately, you have to listen to Krishna's order. Last Saturday, one of my god brothers, Buddha Bhavana, gave a wonderful class. He said that if you are not sure, wait for it. Is that correct? He said. Why Krishna will send a message, the same message, or make arrangement to make you realize what he really wants. Send again and again and again. You have the voice, you have to listen to the voice of Krishna in your heart. That's why Krishna called Chaitanya Guru, who is sitting in your heart. Yes? If you go against it, then somehow or other you will feel pang of conscience. This is it. Yes? My Guru Maharaj said many, many times, sometimes devotee falls in the situation where kind of ghost, yes? They can't tolerate this kind of this hard rules and the devotee community. They go outside the community. And outside the community itself, they are too much. They can't come back to the devotee community and they can't adjust themselves to the outside the community. They just come stuck in between. They don't know where to go. It kind of becomes a ghost. You have consciousness, but you don't have body. Yes? This type of situation comes if you don't listen to the voice of Krishna within your heart. Of course, Krishna will reveal through the devotee, through the Srimad Bhagavatam, through the Bhagavad Gita, so many things. So in this way, whatever happens in our life, yes, we need to have a right vision. That's why Bill Gates, yes? People need to have a vision. You know, to have vision, they need a window. That's why he created window. Previously in computer, they didn't have window system. He got this idea from Tibet monk, yes? Yeah. What is this? And the one monk said, that is window for spiritual world. Oh, window, yes. You got it. And also, nowadays, whatever the successful people, for example, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, who founded what you call? Yeah, Zuckerberg, yeah, the founder of Facebook. All of them, they drop out from their university. They didn't finish the university. But they've done what they want to do, and then they become successful. Why? Because they liked what they were doing. That's a key thing. Again, I'm going to finish with my class, with this car. Yeah. There are so many car makes, BMW and Mercedes, Volkswagen, and what else, you know, the Ford, like that. In Korea, also there are many car makes. One car makes called Hyundai. Have you heard about that, Hyundai car? Yeah? Yeah. In Korea, car means Hyundai. Yeah? I'm talking about this founder of Hyundai. He finished primary education, and olden days, they don't send to secondary school. Why? Because if you go to secondary school, you have to pay them. Here, secondary school is free, I guess. But some other countries, secondary school is not compulsory. In order to go to secondary school, you have to pay them. So his family was very poor in North Korea, somewhere, very remote village. And then he was raising cows. But he feels that, he urges that, I don't want to be stuck in this village forever. I want to have education. I want to basically, rather than being a farmer, I want to be some other figure in my life in the future. So what happened was, one time, his father sold the cow. So because it's financially difficult, they had to sell the cow. So at that night, he saw where his father put the money. And then he stole that money and he ran away. He ran to the Seoul. And then he ran to the Seoul, the capital city in Korea. He got a place and then he registered some kind of a private institution. And then he started getting education, but it's difficult to maintain. So that he decided to get a job as a delivery man in the rice shop. So there was, he was, saw the edible that we were looking for delivery man. And then he applied. But there was one condition. In order to apply this job, you have to know how to ride bicycles. But in the village, there wasn't any bicycle. He never rode bicycle, but he applied. And there was interview. So, do you know how to ride a bicycle? And he said, I don't know. Then why did you apply for a job? But he said, I can learn by tomorrow. And then the owner said, he was quite interesting guy, but he was full of kind of confidence. Are you sure? Okay. So by tomorrow morning, if you learn how to ride a bicycle, then maybe I'd consider. Do you think he'd get a job? Yes, he got a job. Overnight. Whole night he didn't sleep even 1 minute. Basically, whole night by himself, after so much fall down, eventually he learned how to ride a bicycle overnight. That much he was kind of determined. Yes? Now, this, the shop owner, took interest in him, because whatever he does, his job kind of perfectly. So basically, he gave the rice shop, rather than to his own son, he gave to this man, the founder of the Hyundai. And then later on, he wanted to expand. And with that shop, eventually he started the business of a car. So what he did was that he kind of got the old car from America here and there, and then he fixed it, he made a bit better car. So in this way, for the first time in Korea, he started a car business. And here comes. One day, one guy by made a mistake. The car means full of oil, isn't it? So somehow that by mistake, he burned down whole factory. Basically became zero. Became nothing. So, how can he start again? He took so much loan to do this, and he became nothing. And then, what he did was quite interesting. He went to the person who lent money. And then he said that, you lent me big sum of money. So I lost my business. There's no way I can pay back. You will lose your money. I'm very sorry about that. But there is one way you can get that money back. You know what that way? Exactly. Lend me some more. But you know, to do that, you have a fully determined and you have a certain conviction in you. People will suss it out. People know that if you go on the street, whether you are happy to distribute books or not. People know that. If you're not happy, if you're not really, it's not my service, then people know it. They will not take a book. But if you're happy, then, oh, this person says something. What is it? Tell me. Sometimes without saying anything, people will come to you. You look happy. What makes you happy? In this way, this founder, he asked more money, otherwise you lose the whole money. And this person, okay, here you go. And then he made a business again in this way, kind of. Now, not only car, he's making ships and making so many things, building the what you call the road or something. Sorry about getting late, so I'm going to conclude here that please be happy being a devotee. Yeah, please be happy you are with Krishna. And also, no matter what rules in Banashram Dham, yeah, there are so many rules. Rules for sannyasi, rules for vanaprastha, rules for grihastha. Oh. But fundamental rules is that your identity. Your identity is above all the rules. And also, listening to the voice of Krishna in your heart. That will be your successful guidance for spiritual life. Does it make sense? Okay, thank you very much. Is there any question? I'll take only one question.